Many people refer to that passage and build a doctrine on it that Jesus picks and chooses who he wants to heal. And therefore, many people who have this view of Jesus stay unhealed because they think they have not been chosen by Jesus to be healed. Let's look at this question. Let's read the story. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, on a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. With this story in John 5, we have to be very careful that we don't read into it. First of all, we are not told how many were healed or not healed. We are just told about an account of the man who was sick for 38 years. We simply don't know if Jesus healed just that man. It's so easy to add our own thoughts into this story and add to the account. It's a violation to the scripture when we use this one story of the Bible to prove that God picks and chooses who he heals. Especially when the rest of Jesus' life points to the fact that he healed them all who came, which is what we looked at in question 1. However, let's assume that he healed only that man. When we read throughout the New Testament, everyone who called out to Jesus and asked to be healed did receive his healing. There was never a case where Jesus said no. Why did Jesus heal just this particular one? What probably made this case special was the fact that he had no hope to reach into the water to get healed when the angel moved the water, whereas the others probably did have that hope and possibility. This man suffered with his infirmity for nearly 4 decades. However, we can't answer this question with certainty. What may hint to any further understanding is verse 13. But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. It appears that Jesus had made a quick exit after healing the man, as the man hadn't even found out who had healed him. We do know that Jesus had not come to usher in a new earthly kingdom. We also know that many of the Jews wanted this. It is possible that Jesus, rather than create a huge scene at feast time, left quickly. The Bible does not say this, so we hold it loosely, but it is a possibility. Again, we cannot answer dogmatically. However, the conclusion of the answer is certain. Jesus never refuses anyone who comes to him for healing. There is not a single case in the whole New Testament where Jesus refused someone for healing. And we must bear the rest of scripture in mind when we come to interpret this passage. So we can't say he picks and chooses who he wants to heal. We cannot draw up a doctrine out of one scripture. Thank you very much for watching. Our next question we are going to look at is, but does by whose stripes you were healed not only refer to spiritual healing? That will be the shortest and easiest answer in this series. See you soon!